Blacksmith's Apprentice. Let's Leave This City and Live on a Farm Mix. By Netgirl Y2K. Read by Calicaria. Fandom, Merlin. If the king finds out, says Gwen. It's only inside her head that Morgana can call her Gwen. Even Tom calls her Wynne, even when they're alone, Gwen says. Morgana is somewhat in awe of that. Tom gave up his daughter to make sure she got what she wanted, got her birthright. Uther wouldn't do that for Morgana, not if he lived to be 100. If Uther found out I was involved with the blacksmith's apprentice, he'd have a stroke. Morgana doesn't say that she's in love with Gwen, partly because she thinks she might be. Morgana falls in love quick as a fish, and out of love again just as quickly. Maidservants have been found sobbing in linen closets over Morgana's broken promises. She doesn't want that to happen with Gwen. If you found out my blacksmith was a girl living as a boy, he'd have 12 strokes. Would you like me better? Gwen can't meet Morgana's eyes. Would you like me better if I could live as a girl? Morgana tilts Gwen's chin up until their eyes meet. Gwen, I couldn't like you more than I already do. I'd make a very good boy, I think, says Morgana. They're lying all tangled together on Gwen's narrow bed behind the smithy. Gwen laughs, looks down, and keeps laughing. What? No, that's... there... Morgana struggles to regain her dignity. The miracles of corsetry, my boy. And you're too vain about your hair, says Gwen, burying her face in Morgana's dark curls and nuzzling her neck. Not nearly as vain as some of Arthur's knights are. You would make a very pretty boy, Gwen concedes. Her eyes flash wickedly, and she rolls off the bed. Oh, wait here. Take off your gown. At last, Morgana sighs dramatically. Tell me if I'm hurting you, says Gwen, her fingers flitting over Morgana's ribs. I've been laced into a corset every day for the past 6 years, says Morgana. In truth, the bandages feel strange, uncomfortable, constricting in a different way, but not painful. Over the breeches go a homespun shirt of Gwen's and a pair of woolen breeches, which Morgana tucks into calf-high boots. I've some scissors somewhere, says Gwen, tugging Morgana's hair back from her face. Don't you dare, says Morgana. She's always liked having her hair brushed, but with Gwen she thinks she could develop something of a fetish. She wonders if Gwen would find that a bit unmanly for a blacksmith's apprentice, even one who is a secret girl. Gwen has a looking glass, dirty and cracked, and not nearly as fine as the ones Morgana has up at the castle, but it's enough to get an idea. In her boy's clothes, Gwen looks like Wynne, apprentice smith. In the same clothes, and even with her breasts bound and her hair tied back, and with her dagger at her hip, the first thing Gwen had ever made for her, Morgana looks like a girl. A different sort of girl, maybe. Not the Lady Morgana of Camelot, but the sort of girl who might elope with a blacksmith's nephew and live in the woods. She thinks she could come to like that girl. Come here. Morgana holds her hand out to Gwen and tugs her in front of the mirror. She wants to see what they look like, just this once. The blacksmith's apprentice and his girl. The end.